Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Meditations by Roman Emperor Marcus Aurelius is one of the most enduring works of Stoic philosophy, written as a private notebook rather than a public manifesto. In short, practical entries, Aurelius returns again and again to the same central task: how to live well when life is unpredictable, people are difficult, and the mind is easily pulled into fear, pride, and distraction. The book is not a systematic textbook, but a set of reminders aimed at strengthening character through reason, humility, and self-discipline. Readers encounter reflections on controlling what is within one's power, accepting what is not, and acting with justice toward others. This edition presents a classic text that has influenced leaders, writers, and everyday readers for centuries. Approached slowly, Meditations functions like a daily mental training session, prompting you to examine your motives, clarify your values, and practice resilience under pressure. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, mastering the inner life through self-governance. A central thread in Meditations is the insistence that the quality of your life depends largely on the quality of your inner leadership. Marcus Aurelius treats the mind as a citadel that must be guarded against impulsive judgments, vanity, and reactive emotion. Rather than trying to force the world to behave, he urges the reader to train attention, interpretation, and intention. In Stoic terms, events themselves are not the primary source of distress. The story the mind tells about those events often is. The book repeatedly returns to practices of self-correction, noticing when you are drifting into anger or self-pity, pausing before you speak, and choosing the response that aligns with reason and character. This is not emotional suppression, but emotional literacy paired with ethical direction. Aurelius also emphasizes consistency, treating personal growth as a daily craft. The reader is encouraged to review decisions, refine priorities, and remove mental clutter. Over time, this approach builds steadiness under stress and a stronger sense of personal agency. The result is a form of freedom that does not depend on status, comfort, or applause, but on disciplined self-governance. Secondly, living by virtue, justice, courage, temperance, and wisdom, Meditations presents virtue as the only reliable measure of success. For Marcus Aurelius, external outcomes shift too easily to serve as a moral compass, but character can remain stable if it is built on clear principles. The Stoic virtues appear as practical standards for everyday life. Wisdom means seeing situations as they are, separating facts from assumptions, and choosing the most reasonable course. Justice means honoring social responsibility, treating others fairly, and resisting the temptation to rationalize selfishness. Courage means doing what is right, despite discomfort, uncertainty, or criticism. Temperance means governing desires, speaking with restraint, and keeping pleasure and ego in proportion. Aurelius does not describe virtue as an abstract ideal. He frames it as a set of choices available in ordinary moments: how you respond to disrespect, how you handle authority, and how you behave when no one is watching. The book is especially compelling because these reminders come from someone with immense power, yet who constantly warns himself about pride and moral laziness. By anchoring life in virtue rather than applause, readers gain a sturdier foundation for decisions and a clearer sense of integrity that can survive changing circumstances. Thirdly, acceptance, impermanence, and the discipline of perspective. Another major topic is the Stoic discipline of accepting impermanence while maintaining purposeful action. Marcus Aurelius frequently reflects on time, mortality, and the fleeting nature of reputation. This is not meant to be bleak, it is meant to sharpen perspective. When you remember that life is short and everything changes, petty grievances lose their grip and priorities become clearer. The book encourages readers to focus on the present moment, because the past cannot be retrieved and the future is uncertain. At the same time, Aurelius cautions against passivity. Acceptance is not surrender to chaos, it is the refusal to waste energy arguing with reality. The reader is nudged to distinguish between what can be influenced and what must be endured, then to bring full effort to the former. He also challenges the reader to adopt a wider view, to imagine events from above, to consider the long timeline of history, and to see personal troubles in proportion. This shift in scale can reduce anxiety, improve decision-making, and help people recover faster from setbacks. By training perspective, Meditations becomes a guide for calm endurance without losing moral ambition. Fourthly, relationships, conflict, and doing your part in a human community, despite its introspective tone, Meditations is deeply social. Marcus Aurelius writes as someone who must deal with betrayal, incompetence, criticism, and endless demands, and he uses these pressures to practice philosophical maturity. A key lesson is that humans are made for cooperation, and that your character is tested most in your interactions. He urges patience with difficult people, partly because they act from ignorance, and partly because your own peace depends on refusing to be dragged into resentment. The book advocates a blend of firmness and goodwill. Correct what you can, tolerate what you cannot, and do not let another person's behavior dictate your ethics. Aurelius also reminds himself not to perform virtue for recognition. True service is quiet, consistent, and oriented toward the common good. For modern readers, these reflections translate into practical guidance for workplaces, families, and public life. Avoid unnecessary quarrels, speak with clarity, do not gossip, and prioritize constructive action over moral posturing. Even when you must disagree, the Stoic aim is to remain respectful and grounded. In this way, Meditations frames relationships as a training ground for justice, self-control, and compassion. Lastly, daily practice, attention, intention, and mental resilience. Meditations is often read as a handbook for daily practice because its entries function like prompts for mental training. Marcus Aurelius emphasizes beginning the day with readiness, anticipating annoyance, fatigue, and temptation, and deciding in advance how to respond. He returns to the importance of attention, urging the reader to keep the mind from scattering into fantasies, worries, and status seeking. Alongside attention is intention, the commitment to act in line with reason and virtue in each task, no matter how small. This gives dignity to ordinary work and reduces the craving for dramatic achievements. Aurelius also highlights mental resilience, especially the ability to recover quickly after mistakes. Rather than spiraling into shame or defensiveness, the reader is encouraged to correct course immediately and return to principled action. The book supports a practical form of mindfulness rooted in ethics. Observe your impressions, question them, and choose the response that best serves truth and community. Over time, these habits can strengthen emotional steadiness, improve focus, and reduce reactivity. Because the book repeats key themes from different angles, it naturally lends itself to rereading, allowing readers to build a personal routine of reflection and renewal. In conclusion, Meditations is best for readers who want practical philosophy rather than abstract argument, professionals facing pressure, students seeking discipline, leaders who want humility, and anyone trying to stay calm amid conflict or uncertainty. It is also valuable for people who feel pulled by anxiety, anger, or distraction because it offers a repeatable method for returning to what is within your control, your judgments, choices, and conduct. The benefits are cumulative. By stressing virtue over outcomes, the book can improve decision-making and reduce the emotional costs of chasing approval. By emphasizing perspective and impermanence, it can shrink daily stressors and strengthen resilience. By treating relationships as a moral practice, it can help readers communicate with more patience and fairness. Compared with many modern self-help titles, Meditations is worth buying because it is time-tested, compact, and unsentimental. It does not rely on hype, complicated systems, or trendy jargon. Instead, it offers a direct encounter with a working mind trying to live ethically in difficult conditions. That authenticity, combined with its practical Stoic tools, makes it a book readers can return to for decades. If you would like to support Marcus Aurelius, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.